I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Hypertension affects about 86 million adults in the U.S., and it's a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, vascular disease, and chronic kidney disease. To talk about new guidelines in the U.S. related to high blood pressure is Dr. Daniel Lackland. He's a professor in the College of Medicine and director of the Stroke Research and Education Center at MUSC. Dr. Lackland, in the past, many people were told by their physician that their blood pressure was slightly elevated and they were considered to have pre-hypertension. I understand now, according to these new guidelines, there's really no such category as pre-hypertension. Tell us about that.
Bobby, you're exactly right. And with the recent guidelines that have come out for the United States, it recognized this risk in what we were calling last year at pre-hypertension, systolic blood pressure of 130 to 140. Now they've recognized that is a high risk area, and there's a benefit from lowering the blood pressure at that level. So now, if your systolic blood pressure is 130, then we would consider you to be a hypertensive, and you should be taking treatments accordingly.
And then are there different levels of hypertension that get treated more aggressively?
The most recent guidelines now have said that there are two categories, stage one and stage two. Stage one would be considered 130 to 140. Stage two would be considered to be 140 or greater. And that would be a group that you would really want to aggressively treat to lower that blood pressure to less than 130.
And why is it such a big deal, Dr. Lackland, to treat hypertension?
Elevated blood pressure is a major risk factor affecting well over half of the individuals in the United States with conditions of stroke, heart disease, heart failure, peripheral vascular disease, and also kidney disease. We know, though, that if we lower blood pressure, we can reduce those risks very significantly.
As we get older, is it common that our blood pressure does increase?
It certainly does. As we get older, our arteries stiffen. The stiffer the artery, the higher the blood pressure.
Dr. Lackland, why is it so important for us as individuals to have an awareness of our blood pressure?
The measurement is so important because you don't know what your blood pressure is without it.
No symptoms. Is it the case that a normal, healthy person's blood pressure goes up and down through the course of the day or the course of the week?
Absolutely. Our blood pressures do go up and down depending on whatever type of condition that we're in.
When we consistently have high readings, then it's important for us to pay attention.
Absolutely. And this is also where home blood pressure monitoring is so important.
Well, let's talk about the practicality of measuring our blood pressure at home ourselves. How do we begin?
First off, we want to make sure that we have the equipment. We now have a digital instrument that's very accurate, a simple thing to use. The other piece that home blood pressure monitoring does, it makes you aware, so you now know what your blood pressure is in the setting so that you can actually report that number to your physician and say, at home, this is what my blood pressure tends to be. Some of them will produce their own type of a report that carries through, and it's very, very cost effective. The instruments are relatively inexpensive now. We take our weight at home. We stand on the scales. We might not like what we read, but in this case, what we do measure weight at home, and blood pressure can fit right in there.
Dr. Lackland, thanks for providing this update about hypertension.
Certainly my pleasure to be here.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.